It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now introducing their mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play all from home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get a whole bunch of options, slots, blackjack, roulette. By the way, blackjack has been my game of choice on DraftKings. Anyway, you've got to download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. Promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And like I said, Dustin, playing blackjack online from your couch doesn't get any better. Lots of fun. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we are going to talk about position battles in training camp coming up. And this quarter, we're going to start on the offensive side of the ball. And probably the easiest position to start at, the obvious one, is wide receiver. There's probably only one receiver, Jahan Dotson, who we think of as locked in at the position. Then you could essentially throw a whole bunch of names in the hat and pick them out, Dustin. So which names are you going to pick out at wide receiver?
Well, a lot of this boils down to how much are you buying the depth chart that had TJ Jones at the top of it. There's still, I still have a lot of questions about that. And if there were or designations, but there's still something symbolic about him being at the top, even if there were ors between him and the next three guys, right?
Like, well, yeah,
he's done something.
Before you finish, the one thing is when Taylor Stubblefield was on, it did his press conference, and he was asked about the depth chart. I swear, Dustin, he did everything but say we picked the names out of the hat for the starters.
Yeah, and but at the same time, like, there's still something to be said about TJ Jones's name being picked out of the hat and being at the top spot at one of those positions. So you can I'm not fully buying, but at the same time, clearly TJ Jones has done something in his year behind the scenes to suggest that he might be ready for such a thing. And at the very least, I think it just says, you know, look, I think we know what we have with Jahan Dotson. We can believe that he's ready to take the next step. He's ready to kind of step out from behind some shadows and emerge as the guy. I don't think we've seen, you know, in 2 years, any reason to believe that Jahan Dotson isn't capable of being, you know, a big time player. I think that he is. So then that moves on to, okay, who's in the next best position to do that, right? And I think it would be probably Daniel George, because he's done more, and he's got more upside than like a Cam Sullivan Brown, for example. And then after that, you're looking at guys who, you know, they bring some intrigue to the table. And John Dunmore, TJ Jones, Keandre Lambert, those are three guys that I really will be watching closely when that time comes. You just need one of those guys to emerge, right? And maybe TJ Jones is the highest probability play. Maybe he's not. I really like John Dunmore. I think Keandre Lambert, he's shown since he arrived in January. They've all parted ways since then, but enrolled in classes early. He seemed to have made a really good first impression too. Those are three talented players that are all young, that maybe it's just time to skew a little young at this position and throw some of these young, talented guys in there and see what happens.
Well, you know, what has not happened over the last couple of years is these guys jumping up. Daniel George, Cam Sullivan Brown, a couple guys who you mentioned. Now, I know he's not there anymore, but Matt Kippenhammer. You know, 2 years ago, we were talking the same way about those guys. Now, the opportunity is there for the next generation, these young guys. Will any of them step up? And the opportunity is there. Obviously, there's multiple slots open, and it's not just the three starting receivers, so receiver two and three, but also receiver four and five because multiple guys play. All right, let's move on to another position, and I want to move to the offensive line, Dustin, and I want to know how you shape this competition because it looks like there's a starting five. My question to you is the competition for that right tackle position, does Caden Wallace or Dez Holmes have an opportunity to take that starting job, or is the competition literally between those two guys for the swing tackle position?
That is a really good question. And, you know, I think they like Dez Holmes, but there's a lot to love about Caden Wallace, too. And I think there might be an opportunity for him to shuffle into that next in line. I don't think that right tackle job is open necessarily. I think there's a tremendous burden on one of those two guys to really outperform Will Fries. When you've got so much game film on a guy and so many starts and so many snaps, boy, to bridge that experience gap and just jump right over him as a young guy who hasn't played much, if at all, I find it hard to believe that that's going to happen. But I do think that at some point in time, whether that's week one or towards the end of the season or some other point, Caden Wallace is gonna jump into that next in line spot. I fully expect him to be Penn State's right tackle next year. I think in that respect, he probably jumps over Dez Holmes at some point. And like I said, that might be early in 2020 that he does that. He's got a lot. There's a lot to like about him. But I think Penn State, you know, if their five starting jobs are locked down, and then you have Dez Holmes, and you've got Caden Wallace as maybe your number six and number seven offensive lineman. You know, that to me is pretty significant too. And you've got Deuce Scruggs who's back and sort of, you know, healthy again and all that. I think they're in pretty good shape in reserves too. Like I think you can look at this offensive line group and say, hey, they're in really good position. I also think they're in good position to move ahead without Michael Mena and without Will Fries into the future.
Well, that's depth that we haven't seen from them for a while at that position on the offensive line. So I think it's a good sign when we're talking about the competition, and essentially we're almost defining it as who's the sixth man or is someone capable of overcoming an incumbent starter. So that's a pretty good sign for the offensive line. Next up I had on my list, Dusty, not the starting tight end, obviously, but the backup tight end. Who's number two? Is it Zach Kuntz or Brenton Strange or possibly Theo Johnson?
Yeah, it's another similar, and I would say, you know, number three quarterback is a similar conversation to have where, yes, it's about this year, and yes, the number two tight end will be used fairly often. It's also about the future too, where Pat Freiermuth, as a true junior, it will be really, really surprising if he comes back for 2021. So the number two tight end now is also has inside position to be the starter down the road. Not that that's ironclad, but it would help you kind of understand the dynamic here. If Zach Kuntz is your number two tight end, then he's got the inside position to be the starter down the road. They like Brenton Strange. I think there's a lot to love about Theo Johnson. I still stand by that. By 2021, the start of 2021, Theo Johnson is the best tight end in that room. It's just a matter of with all this kind of chaos of the spring, and he was coming into, you know, he enrolled in classes in January. He was injured. We don't really know what opportunity is he really going to have to start the year as a viable option as the number two tight end. I wouldn't count on that. So I think Zach Kuntz would probably be my favorite there, but there's still going to be a lot that could be settled as the year goes on. That'll be fun to watch. I think Penn State's got a lot of options there. They've got good depth there too. It'll be fun to watch. I think they've got kind of a, you know, they've got more options than they really need there, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I look at it like, I think Zach Kuntz is a unique talent, has a unique skill set. And because of that, I'm not sure if ultimately we're going to find that pecking order, or if it's, gee, I have come 2021 in Zach Kuntz and either Brenton Strange or Theo Johnson, I have different skill sets. Dustin, you alluded to another battle, which is the third string quarterback battle. And I have that on my list also. And I've seen this kind of shaped into, gee, Taquan Roberson is probably the better quarterback right now, but Michael Johnson Jr. probably has the higher ceiling. How would you shape that competition?
That's how I would define it too. And you know, I think you're really going to start to hit kind of like a pressure point for this quarterback depth chart in general, where Will Levis is going to have a decision to make when the 2020 season is up. You know, if Sean Clifford's going to ride this thing out and start for 3 years, is he going to stick around for that one shot as Tommy Stevens started to do and then did not do? And then at the number three spot, you're looking at Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson as, okay, somebody's going to emerge as the number three. You're not going to have an or designation between these guys because you need somebody to be designated your number three, your sort of emergency quarterback. One of those guys is going to get it, and whoever doesn't get it, are they going to stick around? You know, I think this is the year, maybe towards the end of the year, where you start to see or hear some grumblings about a thinning out of the quarterback depth chart, because that's what happens everywhere. And there are two places to look for it, including the number three job, where we'll start to get some more information about the Roberson versus Michael Johnson Jr. Now, I wouldn't call this just as a final aside, the running back spot. Noah Cain would seem to be the number two guy, but what Devin, is there a situation where Devin Ford kind of emerges as somebody who, now they do different things, but who is the second best or second most used running back on that depth chart?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had that circled. That was my final competition. And I think the difference there is it's not so much a competition for who's number two and who's number three. I think Cain is number two, Ford is number three, and I think they're all going to play, but the competition is going to be for number of reps. How is it going? How are those backup opportunities going to be split between those two guys? So that's my take on it. Dustin, we are running out of time on quarter number two. In quarter number three, we're going to go to the other side of the ball, and we're going to talk about competitions on defense.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.